How do you think we ought to start?
That sentence starts on a fairly high note, and it continues on that same note until it reaches the word ought. Just listen.
How do you think we ought to start?
The word ought is said on a slightly lower note, and the sentence continues on that lower note until it gets to the very last syllable. The word start is on a slightly lower note, and not only that, it falls as you say it. Start. Start.
Yes, it does. It falls right down to the bottom of my voice.
So the sentence is really in three parts, corresponding to the number of stressed syllables. How, followed by four weak syllables, then ought, followed by one weak syllable, and lastly, start, followed by nothing at all. We can make a good rule out of that. In sentences like this, the first stressed syllable and any weak or unstressed syllables following it are said on a fairly high note. The second stressed syllable and any more weak syllables after that are said on a slightly lower note. And the same with the third and the fourth, and so on until you come to the last stressed syllable of all, which not only begins on a lower note than the previous one, but also falls right down until it can scarcely be heard at all. Now we must go back to the beginning and see if our rule works for some of our other sentences. Suppose we just say a few ordinary sentences. Well, this one too, although it's longer than the others, still follows our rule exactly. It starts quite high on the second syllable of the word suppose and falls in steps until it gets to the last stressed syllable, sen, in the word sentences, which falls right down to the bottom. All weak syllables after the last stressed syllable are said on a very low note, as low as possible. But we must tell the listeners now what kinds of sentences are said in this way, with this tune.
Firstly, any normal, straightforward statement, like, my idea is this, or suppose we just say a few ordinary sentences.
Then we have questions like, how do you think we ought to start? Only those questions which start with an interrogative word like how, or what, or why, or when, or any of the others. Questions which begin with an interrogative word.
Next we have commands, orders, like shut the door, or come and see me tomorrow.
And the fourth and last category is interjections, exclamations, things like, good heavens, or what a splendid sight. All these types of sentences are said with the tune we've been discussing, high on the first stressed syllable and falling in steps to the last stressed syllable, which dives deep down. We'll call it the glide down because that's what it does. It glides gradually down.